Because monarchs cover such a large area over such a big chunk of time, it's impossible for us to understand what we need to know about monarchs and what we do know about monarchs without engaging lots and lots of people. So there are ordinary people all over Mexico and Canada and the United States who are reporting what they see about monarchs. And there are lots and lots of programs that they can use to do this. For example, people can report the first monarch that they see in the year, or a roosting site of monarchs in a tree, to a program called Journey North, which is run out of the UW-Madison Arboretum. So this is just a very easy, see a monarch and report it. Anytime you see one, an egg or a caterpillar or an adult, you can report it to Journey North and say, is this your first monarch of the year? Have you seen lots of them? So that's a very easy way. And that shows us kind of where monarchs are in real time. There's a more complicated program called the Monarch Larva Monitoring Project, where people go out every week into their backyard or go to a nature center where they can look at milkweed, and they keep track of how many milkweed plants they look at and count how many eggs and caterpillars they see. So we see how any given site is doing in any given year for producing monarchs. There's a program called Monarch Watch, where people put little stickers about the size of your little finger on the wings of monarchs, and they record where they put that little tag onto the monarch. And if somebody finds it later, we know how far the monarch traveled and how long it took to get there. There's a program called Monarch Health, where people can test monarchs for a disease called OE, or Ophryocystis electroscura, where we can just put a little piece of tape on a monarch's abdomen and tell if it has this disease or not. And that helps us kind of gauge the actual health of the population. There are butterfly monitoring programs where people go out on a weekly basis or once a summer and count all of the butterflies that they see, including the monarchs. So we learn a lot from those programs. So all over monarchs' range, people are collecting data, and we can pull all of that information together and understand how monarchs are doing, how the work that we're doing to help them is making a difference. And people at the same time are, as they're collecting this information, they're learning about monarchs. So they're learning about things they can do in their own personal lives to help them. And they're building these connections between themselves and monarchs and the whole natural world. So it's just a win-win-win situation for the people doing it, for monarchs, and for science. So it's just a great way for people to get involved. I'm a conservation biologist, and in many ways, conservation biology is the science of hope. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing unless I believe that it made a difference. So, you know, conservation biologists kind of have this front row seat of the bad things that are happening to the world. We understand the dangers that biodiversity is facing, but we also are helping to find solutions, and we see what people are doing to help. So I can't be 100% sure that we're going to save monarchs. Nobody has a crystal ball. Monarchs are in danger. We know that their numbers are dwindling, and we know that if we don't do something, they could easily go extinct. So, you know, we're at this point with so many things in our history of humans and our impacts on the natural world. And what gives me hope is that so many people care, and a lot of people are doing what they can to help monarchs. But helping monarchs is not easy. I mean, we need to create the habitat, but in the end, we need to face what we're doing to the climate of the earth. And we need to face what we're doing to, you know, changing systems, to, you know, changing whole, the way nutrients cycle on the earth. So I have confidence that enough people care that we will patch together something that a lot of organisms are saved. Whether monarchs will be one of those, I can't predict, but it gives me great hope to know that a lot of people are working on it and a lot of people care deeply.